This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. Today marks the unofficial start of summer and of public lands getting busier. As CPR Stina Sieg reports, an increasing number of Colorado's natural wonders now require reservations or permits.
And many with those requirements are on the western slope, including the Rabbit Valley motorized area near the Utah border and Hanging Lake outside of Glenwood Springs, set to open June 25th. Near Aspen, the Maroon Bells requires a reservation and has a shuttle. Carbondale resident Ashley Demons says those restrictions are important.
There's a lot of people who want to access this beautiful land, and I think that we should try to protect it. So even though it's wildly inconvenient, if you want to get up here, you can.
The Maroon Bells has seen visitation double in the last few years, up to more than 300,000 people annually. I'm Stina Sieg, CPR News.
Colorado researchers say high energy prices have not kicked off a new drilling spree. CPR's Sam Brash has more.
With the war in Ukraine pushing up gas prices, many Republican politicians have called for looser regulations to boost production. It appears that's not the industry's top priority. A new report from the Payne Institute at the Colorado School of Mines found companies are taking in plenty of cash, but there's only been a modest increase in new drilling and a far greater focus on shareholder dividends and stock buybacks. That means the industry isn't likely to significantly boost production or hiring this year. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
An award-winning documentary about mobile home parks, class, and economic inequality is back in Colorado. The Denver Film Festival hosted the premiere of Sarah Terry's A Decent Home in 2021. The film has now returned with screenings across the state. You can find out more about it and see other screening dates and locations at cpr.org.